Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. That should be an easy one. Chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. And then, interestingly enough, the psalm for today is 111. So we've got a lot of ones today. Beginning with the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Verses 1 to 11. Brothers and sisters, if only you would put up with a little foolishness from me. Please put up with me. You see, he's so in love with God, and he's so passionate about the gospel. You know what it's like when somebody is very enthusiastic about something, and you're not too sure yet. And so he says, if only you would put up with a little foolishness from me, please put up with me. For I am jealous of you with the jealousy of God. He's the one who first preached the word of truth to them. He says, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ, but I am afraid, as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts may be corrupted from a sincere and pure commitment to Christ. I'm jealous for you, that you belong to God. I love you. I was like the midwife, he says in one passage. I helped to bring Christ to birth in your life. I don't want you deceived. And brothers and sisters, I unite myself with St. Paul today, if I dare to do that. I unite myself with St. Paul today, that I say to all of you who listen to this program, I don't want you deceived. Paul goes on to say, if someone comes and preaches another Jesus than the one we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it well enough. In other words, you give it a hearing. You listen. You pay attention. I think that I am not in any way inferior to these super apostles. Even if I am untrained in speaking, I am not so in knowledge. In every way, we have made this plain to you in all things. So Paul's saying, and he indicates at some point in Scripture that he bears a cross that he wished were taken away from him. And some people have surmised that perhaps it was a problem in his speech, perhaps a stuttering problem. And so that's why he's saying, I'm not inferior to any of these super apostles, even if I am untrained in speaking. I am not so in knowledge. In every way, we have made this plain to you in all things. There's a lesson, there are many lessons to be learned just from those few verses, but one of the lessons is, be careful that when you listen to someone, that you are listening, most importantly, for the truth. Not for the way the person looks, not for the defects they might have or the physical deformities they might have. Don't get caught up in those externals. Listen to the message. Is it truth? And if it's truth, your heart should be set on fire if you are a committed disciple of Christ. So be very, very careful. You know, I can hear people say, oh, well, I like this preacher, but I don't like this one. Or I love our pastor's preaching. I'm so glad we're there, and I'm so glad we're not in such and such a place. But every person, even if, like Paul, have limitations in terms of how they speak, if someone is sincerely bringing you Christ, that's who you want to look for, even when the message, and most especially when the message is difficult. So don't be put off by externals. listen to the word. And if it's the truth, it should be burning in your heart. If it is the truth and it's not burning in your heart, then take a look at yourself. Paul says, did I make a mistake when I humbled myself so that you might be exalted? Because I preached the gospel of God to you without charge. In other words, I took no recompense for bringing the gospel to you. I plundered other churches by accepting from them in order to minister to you. And when I was with you and in need, I did not burden anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied my needs. In other words, I asked nothing of you. I took nothing from you. Please hear what I'm saying. So I refrained and will refrain from burdening you in any way. By the truth of Christ in me, this boast of mine shall not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. See, there's a real pastor. There's a real shepherd. There is someone who really is committed to the preaching of the gospel. Not for gain, not for power, not for honor, but because he carries the truth and he cannot contain it. He has to speak it. He loves the Lord. That's the way God wants all of us to be. Psalm 111, your works, O Lord, are justice and truth. Those are the two marks of the true disciple. And when he brings or when he communicates to us the word of God, is there justice and truth? Or does what he says, just as scripture says, tickle the ears? You know, it entertains. But what do we carry away from it? Do the words of our shepherds give us something to plant in our hearts? First of all, do we really listen? Some people are good speakers. Some people humanly are not good speakers. Listen to the word. Listen to the truth. It's always helpful when someone's a good speaker, but that's not an absolute criteria of the gospel, to preach the gospel. It's truth and justice. Are those conveyed through what they say? If they are, take heed, listen. The Alleluia verse before the gospel for today says, you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, through which we cry out, Abba, Father. How often we've talked about this, and yet how few people know they have a father. We often, in many ways, as a society, act like a fatherless family. Because in human demographics, many, many, many families, and growing more every day, are without a father or a father image, someone who really stands in place and becomes a father, providing protection and security, establishing the children with the gifts that they've been given from God, encouraging them, fostering them along with his wife. That's his role. Do you have a father? Do you know who your father is? Do you know who your spiritual father is? Think about that. And if no one is available, God, your Father, the ultimate Father, the Father from whom all fatherhood comes, will care for you. None of us are deprived. None of us. You have received a spirit of adoption. That's through baptism. As sons and daughters, through which we cry out, Abba, Father. We call him by a name of affection. We call him by a name that indicates intimacy and closeness. Papa, Daddy, Father. The Gospel, Matthew 6, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans. How often we've spoken about this, brothers and sisters, and yet it takes a lot to break the habit. Don't mouth words. You are not praying. It is seen as babble before the throne of God. When you pray, pray with meaning. It's not the multiplication of words. It's whether your mind and your heart are engaged in what you're saying. So do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father. Those of you who've listened to this program regularly can pray it this way with me. Our Father, my Father, Papa, Daddy, you who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be held holy today in my thoughts, my words, my actions. You don't just say, hallowed be your name, and then go about your business. If you're saying, hallowed be your name, that means you're committed. Or are you a hypocrite? Say something, but do something entirely different. Promise something, but don't fulfill it. Hallowed be thy name. Is his name held high in my thoughts, my words, my actions? Do I repent when I fail? Thy will be done. How often and how hard we work to get God to do our will or to do his will our way. We want to have a part in this, and yet the greatest part we can play is the part that says, I surrender to your will, your way. Because that's where the greatest happiness is, ultimately. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And I know I mentioned on a program not long ago, notice the Lord teaches us, give us this day our daily bread. What is needed for the day? You and I are down the road 6 months, a month, 8 months, a year, 5 years. We're down the road. What Jesus tells us to do is ask God to give us what we need for the day, one day at a time. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses for the ways we've offended you, the ways we've offended others and thus offended you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You pray that prayer. You pray it at Mass. Do you mean it? You're asking God to forgive me as I forgive others. Brothers and sisters, you can end up condemning yourself. That prayer is heard before the throne of God. He loves you, yes, absolutely. But he is the source of goodness and truth and beauty. And if you lie right to his face, I'm not very sure that he's happy about that. In fact, I'm sure he's not happy about that. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let the Lord's Prayer become truly your prayer. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.